Hello, I'm Jennifer Castoldi from Trendies International, and today I am here live at Design Junction in the VIP lounge with Duncan Riches. Earlier this week, he was taking people around the Design Week in Milan to hit up some hot spots, and he's been doing that in collaboration with Tokyo Bikes and Design Junction. Now we have the special privilege of getting a bit of a tour around Design Junction with some of his hot picks.
Thanks very much. Hello, everyone. I think I've had a lovely week in Milan this week, and we've had a really good time doing the tours early in the week on the bikes with Tokyo Bike. We managed to stay safe, saw some beautiful things, and I've had a little look around Design Junction. Obviously, I've been here all week, and I've picked a few hot things I like here, and me and Jennifer have been trying to discuss a few different themes that we're seeing in Milan, and we've just been having a general nice discussion, so we thought we might put it down on the podcast. So the first thing, do you want me to start on the first one?
Sure, what's super exciting for you?
Okay, the first thing I like here is a company called Bros & Fagale, and they've just launched one particular product. It's called the Camiro coat stand. I like it. It's a very kind of graphic piece. And they are, after Milan, they're going to launch it on Kickstarter, and they want to kind of have a look at the relationship between designers and users and see if they can kind of make something happen with it. I think it's quite interesting, but what I particularly like about them is they're both designers, the guy's called Josca Brose, Matteo Fagale, and they have both worked in London for some time in the industry, in the design industry, and then they have kind of, from the experience they've had, whether they're doing production work or working in studios, they've kind of decided together they're going to make their own company. And to me, it's one of the nice things that you get a lot in London, where you have international designers who work in the industry there. We don't have a kind of really massive manufacturing industry, but there's quite a lot of good, interesting design studios and some small manufacturers. And people work in Britain, they come from all around the world, and then they set up something themselves. And I really like that. I quite like their work, and it's a new thing. They're a new company, so I'm quite looking forward to seeing what else they do. So this is their first show, I believe, in Milan, and I kind of like the product, I like the guys, and I'm interested to see what they do next. So that's my first one.
So you mentioned Kickstarter. Do you think that designers are starting to use Kickstarter to bring their products to market when they don't have other sources of funding?
Well, the way they've explained it is that they want to look at the user-designer relationship, and they want to take this product, publish it on Kickstarter, and then see what happens and see if it works for them. And I think a lot of young designers are trying to explore new ways of how they can bring products to market, because I think the traditional kind of, in Milan, a lot of young designers would show their products in the hope that larger manufacturers would come and maybe pick up their products, or alternatively maybe commission them to design something for them. And I think that's happening less and less. I think the bigger companies are now, they're employing people to go and find the people, and it's done less in a... I just think that's happening less and less. So young designers are now having to work out more innovative ways of bringing products to market themselves. And I think that's, in some ways, quite liberating. And obviously, for them, I mean, they're exploring different ways of doing it. And I think that's interesting. And I think any new ways that they can kind of look at developing products and how they get brought to market, or whether they ought to be brought to market, or what kind of products they bring to market, I think anything that the young designers do exploring that is good, and it's important. And I think the traditional relationships have changed in the last 5 to 10 years with manufacturers, designers, and the whole picture is shifting. So I think it's a good thing when they experiment. I think it's a really good thing.
So talking about paradigm shifts, mm-hmm. What do you see going on with manufacturing? I know there are a couple of exhibitors here that are kind of looking to the past to move to the future.
Exactly. That's a good lead into my second company here that I particularly like. They're called Kalmar Werkstätten. They're an Austrian company who are a lighting brand. They've been around for quite a long time. Traditionally, they do a lot of lighting for kind of hotels, quite huge pieces, a lot in the contract market. 2009, they went back into their archives, and which go back, I'm not sure exactly what the date, but I think they go back at least 50, 60, 70 years. So they've gone back into their archives, taken some contemporary designers, to look into the archives and say, okay, what have we got here that we can, you know, reinvigorate, have a look at in a slightly different way. And they've come up with some really nice lighting products. And what's interesting as well is they've taken, sometimes they've taken a product and they've changed it in a very small way. They may have just changed one material, so they may have changed the shade from using, maybe they would have used a paper shade before, and now they're using kind of metal, or changing very, very small details on the products. And the designers, I like the idea that designers can go in, look at archive products that are, you know, are very good designs in their own right, but then, you know, take them into a contemporary setting. And also, because manufacturing has changed so much, materials have changed so much, they now have new opportunities with older kind of product typologies. I think that's exciting. I think it's a really interesting development. So they've got a really nice range of lighting here, and some of them are developments, and then some of them are brand new. So they've kind of got a combination of both. And I just think it's a nice thing when companies who maybe have a really nice design heritage, but maybe in contemporary times have kind of lost that, you know, designer manufacturer relationship, or they've relied on making the same products, you know, for many, many years, they're re-engaging again with the new generation of designers, and I think that's another good thing. And the lights here are really quite beautiful, the lights they've got. And I mean, as a lead in to the next thing I like, what they've also done is they've got this is more of a kind of trend based thing, but they've got some products which are wood with metal, and they're using bright colours with the metal. So I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like in Milan I've seen quite a few products that are using wood with bright colours, like bright, strong, bold colours. And that feels slightly new in the look. And that is, there's another company here called Case, who are a British furniture manufacturer, set up a few years ago by Paul Newman, originally with Sheridan Coakley. And they are doing a new cabinet this year called the Vetrina Cabinet, which is one of my favourite pieces here. It's designed by some people called the Herve Design Consultancy, and they are, as far as I understand it, they are a Mexican architect and design consultancy based, I think, in both London and in Mexico. And Case saw them release a product last year, and then Paul Newman, the director of Case, asked them if they could, you know, redesign it for make a new piece, change the brief slightly and say, okay, can we make a new brief and make this cabinet? And the cabinet is on the stand here, and they've used a really nice orange colour for the inside of the cabinet with a traditional, I think it's probably an ash wood. Mm-hmm. I may be mistaken, it may be oak, but I think it's ash. And it's a really, they've got one version in a kind of orangey red and one in a blue. And again, it's this combination of wood and bright colour, which I think is something I'm seeing more and more of, and I'm quite fond of it. I think it works quite well in the palette. So that's a piece I really, really like here.
One of my neon colours are hot. We've been seeing them everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Next thing I really like here, and there's a few different reasons why I've enjoyed it, but the Design Link Poland is a kind of collective show here at Design Junction, and they... it's what I really like is that it's another example for me, and I feel like I'm seeing this more broadly around Milan, where it's a countries who are getting together and kind of finding their voice. And I think the Lambrate area is a really good example of where the Dutch have, you know, been very intelligent in how they have all got together, you know, and working collectively, have, you know, managed the spaces, managed the materials they have. And they realised fundamentally that, you know, if they work collectively together as a kind of nation or in different groups, then they can make a much stronger offering in Milan. And I think, I mean, the Dutch, in honesty, have probably done that the best of anyone for quite a few years. What you're seeing now is other countries, I think, are getting much, much better at that. And this Design Link Poland show, which is here, they've got two things that are quite interesting for me, particularly. They have one chair, which I think is called the RM51 chair. I might have to check that. That might be a mistake, but it's a chair here which was originally, again, it was a prototype chair in the mid-century in Poland. And the lady was talking to me about it, explaining that there were a lot of prototypes made in Poland in the kind of mid-century. And they're really, the forms and typologies are kind of the classic mid-century modern look. But a lot of the products at the time didn't go into manufacture, and there was a kind of design scene that maybe then waned slightly later. And again, they've gone back now, and a modern contemporary manufacturer in Poland has taken this old chair and they're remanufacturing it, and it looks just absolutely fantastic. And it's again another example of modern manufacturing techniques and technologies being applied to older designs that have kind of been sitting around for quite a long time and growing dusty, if you like, and they're reinvigorating them. And I really, really like that. But the other thing I like about Designing Poland is it's got a mixture of pieces like that, and it's also got some kind of nice new technology pieces. They have a designer who's doing lots of really interesting things with how he's using aluminium and metals. I like all of that, but I like the fact that with the show that they've published their own guide, and the guide is to all the different Polish events in Milan. And I just think that makes the offering really, really coherent. And again, it's this example of understanding that as a collective group, if they can all collaborate and be really positive about what they're doing as a kind of country, it just makes it a lot easier for people to understand what they're showing, and then also kind of connect with them as a kind of as a country. And I think it's great to see in a kind of British show in Milan, like a Polish design company finding its voice. I just think that's great. I think that's exactly kind of what Milan should be about. So that's another favourite. And then probably my last favourite, I think it's my last thing I've got noted down, is a company called New Works. And I'm really fond of their designs. They're a Danish company, and they're making a collection of furniture, accessories and lighting. And they have very, very well-engineered products, in a kind of traditional Danish, very good engineering. They're experimental with materials, which on the lighting, I'm just going to look at my notes because I can't actually remember this, but they've got a range of different lights, and they've got some in like limestone, and they've got some in granulated cork, and these are just beautiful materials. And I,
yeah. So the lighting shade is actually made of these various materials?
They've got one form of the light, and then it's available in all these different materials. And to look at the touch of them, they're just beautiful. And I mean, I really like the granulated cork, the limestone. And I just, that's part of their brand. They want to kind of develop products and then look at the different materials they can use. They've got a really, really lovely candlestick kind of holder. And the thing I really like about this is it's a hugely masculine-looking product, but it's designed by a woman. It's the only thing on their stand designed by a woman, but it looks like a kind of part from kind of some kind of mechanical engineering thing. And they were just saying to me that, like, every guy who goes past the stand picks it up and feels it. And some guy from I think Audi came and he was like, "I really want this thing," because it's so masculine, and it's designed by a lady, and I love that. And I think that's one of the interesting things you always see when you're in a show like Design Direction. You can to stand and watch how men and women behave towards products is completely different, and I love that. It's a lovely little story. They've also got one product which is a table designed by a British-based Norwegian designer called Austin Narud, who I think is one to look out for. It's a very, very nice, simple table which is kind of inspired by boat design, and it's really lovely. And they was explained to me that they're going to be trying to develop a bigger system with this designer, possibly for London, a kind of whole storage system. And that's something I really look forward to, because I'm keen on them. I'm keen on the designs. They're very well engineered, just beautiful. The aesthetics are really, really good, and they're fabulous fellas. So I've really enjoyed that as well. So,
well, we've been hearing chairs shift. Prosecco bottles are popping open. It's about aperitivo time as we wind down the Milan Design Week here at Design Junction. So I think that you've deserved an Aperol Spritz.
Great.
And on that note, thanks to our listeners. And you'll get a chance to see Design Junction with even a bigger group of designers in September during the London Design Festival. So we hope to see you there. And maybe we can take a bike ride with you there.
Absolutely. Duncan. I'd look forward to it.
Great. Cheers.